Boeing chief executive Dennis Muilenburg faced questions on Capitol Hill this week about the two crashes of Boeing 737 MAX jets that killed 346 people.
We are deeply, deeply sorry. And we'll never forget. And I want you to know that. And we're committed to making the improvements that we need to make.
So there were apologies, but also revelations that Boeing employees had raised flags about the plane's flight control system that's now partly blamed for the crashes. Andy Pastor is reporter with the Wall Street Journal. Andy, what were your takeaways from the week?
So I think the hearings were emotional and also substantive. And we finally have a face to this crisis. It's really amazing that it's been a year since the first 737 MAX went down. And since then, it's taken this long to get some of these details out about the problems and mistakes inside Boeing. It really has been only in the last couple of months, and especially at these hearings where you had now a face for this crisis, the chairman, Dennis Muilenburg, actually apologizing, acknowledging that they made mistakes, and saying he should have reached out to the families, and also saying that if they had to do it again, they certainly wouldn't have done what they did.
In terms of the detail that came out this week, some of the documents particularly showed that Boeing employees were concerned about this control system long before the crashes. What issues were raised?
The issues had to do with the number of sensors used on this flight control system. So if you had only one sensor, which is what ended up with the Boeing design, if that sensor malfunctioned, was hit by a bird, or somehow in some other way wouldn't operate properly, this whole system would not operate as expected. And in fact, what occurred was there were a number of alerts and alarms, some of them contradictory and some of them very puzzling to the pilots. And Boeing has acknowledged now that they did not test for some of those more complicated and contradictory reactions if there was a problem. Boeing assumed that pilots would be able to react quickly within 4 seconds and effectively to that emergency. And there were repeated questions on the Hill, really, where lawmakers were amazed and basically kept saying, how could you devise a system that relied on the pilots as the backup and relied on them to react in 4 seconds if you knew that these sensors could malfunction and if you knew that the malfunction could cause such catastrophic and complicated results?
And what was the response?
That's the way we've done things. These are industry standards, number one. Number two, the FAA let us do it. That's basically the response.
I mean, it is mind-boggling. One thinks not just, of course, of the loss of life, but also the financial burden that Boeing has had to take as a result of this. I mean, was there any sense made of how they could take these kind of risks?
No, because they would say that they calculated the issues and determined that the risks were not at such a high point. It has cost them many billions. It will cost them many billions of more. It has been the, as someone told me, the nadir of their reputation throughout their modern history. And in fact, it's created a huge problem of trust among lawmakers at the FAA and certainly among passengers. A lack of candor has shown throughout these months.
So that's Boeing's role. What about the FAA culpability? The FAA has outsourced a lot of its certification process of new planes to the very companies that are making the planes. How is that being addressed?
Lawmakers from both parties in the past have approved what's called delegation, and that is to have company officials stand in for the FAA officials to approve the safety of systems. There's significant talk now about tightening oversight. The FAA, to some extent, simply doesn't have the manpower and the expertise to do many of the things that they should do and are trying to do. So some of it is just out of necessity, and some of it in these cases where they didn't have the wherewithal to carefully analyze which systems and what part of systems they need to look at carefully. The FAA needs to be rigorous and much more rigorous in looking at than they have been. And that may be improved, perhaps, with some additional legislation, which Boeing has not at this point agreed to. They've been very ambivalent and reluctant to commit to any specific changes.
Would you ever feel safe getting on a Boeing 737 MAX because Boeing wants to put it back in the air when it can?
That's, of course, the big question. I would say that safety experts that I trust say that this will be the most scrutinized aircraft in history. They have gone through a safety scrub and gone into some arcane areas of the flight control system and the flight control computers and pilot reaction that they've never done before, basically, for any aircraft. So in that sense, I think people can rest assured that there's been a significant amount of additional work done way beyond what was originally done. But it's not so much what I think. The airlines themselves are very concerned about putting these planes back into service in terms of how quickly they want to do it, and they want to avoid, of course, any problems. So it will take many months until we have a sense whether the average passenger will care about whether it's a MAX or just any kind of other 737.
Andy Pastor, reporter for The Wall Street Journal, nice to speak with you. Thank you.
My pleasure to be with you.